Welcome to Social Geek Radio. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Hi there, this is Deb Evans with Social Geek Radio in Houston, Texas today.
And Jack Munson coming to you live from the Kego Chicago offices. What's going on, Deb?
It's, as I always say, if it's a Social Geek Radio day, it is all good. And I want to tell you that you and Jeff had a great Social Geek Radio podcast last week without me, which was fine because I was enjoying the New York City Marathon watching my daughter. But I also got to visit the Whoops Macaroons franchise location,
nice.
Which was, it was so cool. I really enjoy being able to visit franchisors when I'm traveling and learn more about their culture and their community. And, of course, eat some fabulous macaroons. They were really good.
Yeah, that never hurts, does it? Yeah.
No.
I saw your write-up about the New York trip and visiting the Whoops people. So, and that's on your LinkedIn Pulse article this week. So everybody check that out. Very cool.
Thank you.
I've got a good Geek It Out segment for us this week.
Let us have it. What you got?
Something new that's actually kind of old, something that we used to use all the time back in the good old days, you know, like 2 years ago. Google Hangouts. We used to do Google Hangouts. You used to do them all the time.
Always. Love them.
Marketers and clients and IFA webinars and things like that where you were doing some sort of broadcast live from your laptop and doing some sort of digital video conference. Well, Google Hangouts, if you're not really paying attention over there in Gmail land, Google Hangouts has definitely evolved. Basically, Google has changed the GChat or Gmail chat or whatever people used to like to call it, and they're now branding that as Google Hangouts. So if you're a Gmail user and maybe you like to do instant message with the other people you work with or whomever else you're connected to via Google Gmail, if you look at it now, it's now called Hangouts. And I have no idea how long it's been called that. It could be 6 months. It could be a year. It could have been, 20 minutes ago. But that's what they're calling it now. And as an extension of that, here's the Geek It Out app of the week. Go to, I'm positive it's in the Android store, but I don't know where the Android store is, so I just,
it's in Google Play.
So that place, right.
Yep.
In the Apple store where I live, just go to the Apple store and download the app called Hangouts from Google. It's got a nice little icon with a green sort of chat symbol with the quotation marks. And what this app does when you sign into the app with your Gmail login and password, if someone chats you from the GChat or now the Hangouts chat, it will also show up here as an instant message through this Hangouts app on your phone. So what's very cool about this is a lot of the folks I work with, we chat all day long using the old GChat, and now I don't even have to have my Gmail up and running. I can just see it on my Hangouts app on my phone if somebody's trying to reach me via chat. And I think it's a nice evolution and a whole new step for Google to try to do something with that whole Hangouts idea that they've been trying to do something with for a long time now.
Yeah, pretty cool. And so, it looks like you can actually do a call within the Hangouts app too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, absolutely. You can
just like you do on
an actual phone call.
Yeah.
Yeah. If that person has their phone number, their mobile number associated with their Gmail account as well, if they're logged in that way, you can call them through here. And there's actually another app that we'll explore on a later date that Google has released called Duo, and that's basically the same thing, only it's a video call.
I think it's what they
want to compete with FaceTime, right?
Sure.
But for now, everybody check out the Hangouts app. And, you know, it's a great way to communicate, especially with everybody else on your email system.
Very good. Well, thank you, Mr. Munson. I will have to check that out because I do use Gmail and I do like to chat. So I will look at that. So we are going to have some fun today with a franchise professional that I've known for several years. It is Eric Stites. He is the founder and the CEO of Franchise Business Review. And for anybody who's not familiar with Franchise Business Review, they are literally franchisors, the franchise industry's leading market research firm. I love that. When I used them back when I was a franchisor with Computer Explorers, they helped us identify prospects, but they helped the prospects identify top franchise opportunities based on franchise satisfaction reviews. And I always loved getting my ribbon of my franchise satisfaction review when I would come to the annual IFA convention. So, Eric, thank you so much for joining us on Social Geek Radio today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Deb and Jack. How are you today?
We're doing great. So for
very
those
well.
That aren't really familiar with Franchise Business Review, I kind of gave an overview about the satisfaction surveys, but give us the overall picture of what Franchise Business Review does today, because I know you guys have changed quite a bit from when you started way back when.
Yeah. No, it's a great question. We've been around for 12 years, and it's been it's flown by, and we have changed quite a bit. You know, when I started the company back in 2005, I was really looking to, you know, answer that single question of, you know, what are the best franchises out there for me to invest in? It started out of a project, really a personal project of mine, doing research on franchise companies and understanding how hard it was from a franchisee candidate's perspective to get good feedback from franchisees. And so, you know, I was actually working on a project through my job. I previously worked at Franchise Solutions and was working with Dunkin' Brands at the time on a separate project. And they were having challenges with validation. Not their validation was good, but they were having trouble with franchisees calling candidates back and validating and moving the sales process forward. And, you know, so I thought to myself, you know, everybody wants to know the same stuff. Is the training good? Are you making any money? Is the support good? Is the marketing good? Are you making any money? The money question always seems
up,
to be, so I'm like, why can't we just survey franchisees and, you know, ask those questions, get those questions answered. One, you know, it would certainly help candidates get that information. And two, it would save franchisees a lot of time because they just get bombarded with phone calls from prospective franchisees
right.
that, you know, want to know this information. And, you know, if they could share their story in a way that would facilitate that, it would be kind of a win-win and, you know, and certainly a win for the franchisor. And so that was kind of the brainstorm of it all. In the first year in 2005, we surveyed 8 companies, 7 of which I did for free just to get the companies to do it. And I was kind of scratching my head at the end of the year thinking, you know, eight companies, 7 for free, this,
right.
you know, the math isn't going to work out. And what was interesting is, you know, I felt like I had been in the industry for a number of years, and I felt like I had a good base of contacts. And, you know, when I started calling everybody that I knew, they all were just, you know, they thought I was crazy. They're like, Eric, our franchisees hate us. Why would we want to survey our franchisees? So I realized quickly that I needed to get some new friends in the franchise world because I knew not everybody, all franchisees hated their franchisors.
Yeah.
We came up with the idea Thanksgiving 2005 to do awards. We knew franchisors were competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, rather than, you know, have it be about, you know, oh, we want to survey your franchisees, it's, you know, it's about this award. It just happens to be based on franchisee satisfaction. In the next 2 months, we opened up the registration for the awards, and we successfully surveyed 160 brands.
Wow.
And it just kind of took off from there.
Yeah.
But to answer your original question, which is, you know, what do we actually do and how has it changed over the years? You know, we still do the awards and many, many companies know us for the awards. But the reality is that two-thirds of the work that we do is really more on the operational side. It's not, you know, it's companies that aren't necessarily on our awards list that want to know how to service their franchisees better and get better at what they do. And then we also do a lot of research. You know, we do customer surveys. We do candidate surveys. We do other deep operational surveys with franchisees. So anything that you as a franchisor need insights on, whether it be from customers, your franchisee candidates, your existing franchisee base, any other group staff, we've done employee surveys. So we really just are a, you know, true research firm helping, you know, kind of gain those insights for franchisors to help them get better operationally. And, you know, certainly the ones that have great satisfaction with their franchisees, we help them leverage that as a sales and recruitment tool as well with the award. And we do a whole bunch of guides that we publish for franchisee candidates, and we do lead generation for those companies as well. So it's a whole bunch of different things, but
yeah.
it certainly has changed in the 12 years.
Yeah, you guys really have grown, and to you truly are a market research firm, which is very much needed in our industry to be able to tell what the market is. But, you know, going back to the satisfaction surveys, yeah, I was one of those franchisors that's a little competitive, but the validation that you provided when we did those satisfaction surveys as a franchisor meant so much, and because it's a third party, and as you said, sure. It frees the franchisees from answering all those validation calls. But loved it, and the services that you offer today, you guys have just tremendously, you know, a lot of growth, and what you provide, and the consulting and the services, very well done.
Yeah, it's been, thank you. It's been a fun ride. I mean, obviously, the franchise world has changed a lot in the last 12 years, and. But, you know, to your point of when you think about it, I mean, in this day and age, nobody buys anything without checking out some peer reviews. I mean, I don't mm-hmm. care if you're buying a washing machine or
That's
a watch or, you know, a car or whatever. I mean, everybody wants to see what the reviews are. And so, you know, obviously that's what we're providing as part of our service in the franchise world. And you know, you'd be crazy to pull trigger on a couple $100,000 franchise without, you know, seeing what franchisees have to say about it. So we're just going to help facilitate that process.
Jack, I think we should call them the Yelp of franchising.
Ooh, yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah, that's exactly what they are. And we've talked about Yelp and reviews and how
really
important it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Eric, what can you tell us about some changes in the trends that you're seeing? You know, what are franchisees saying these days that you really weren't hearing, you know, even just a couple of years ago? Anything really new out there?
You know, that's a great question. I mean, you know, it's kind of like there's new stuff and then, you know, it's kind of same old, but, you know, for the most part, from a trend standpoint, I mean, certainly the last 7-8 years, franchisee satisfaction has been on the rise, which is a good thing. You know, the caveat there is that, you know, back in 2008, 2009, the economy was in the toilet and it was a pretty rough time. Many franchisees were having a very rough go of it. So,
you know, what's the saying? Franchising works as long as everybody's making money, right? So, I guess
exactly.
The revenue's flowing in, the satisfaction level's going up, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the Great Recession was educational for many people, especially for franchisors too, because until that recession, you know, many people thought that franchising was recession-proof, and many franchisors, you know, said that about their systems. But, you know, when the economy gets bad. It's generally good for franchising because people get laid off and they invest in franchises and it grows the industry and so on and so forth. But what happened obviously is everybody lost so much money and so much in their real estate values and everything else that people were getting laid off, but nobody had any capital to invest in franchising. And the double whammy was the vast majority of consumers, got their wallets got hit really hard, so they weren't spending a lot of money either. So even in industries that were thought to be totally recession-proof, like hair care, people were putting off their hair care or haircuts for a couple of weeks, and so everybody saw an impact. But that general trend, I think. That general experience of the economy kind of crashing, I think, was really good for franchising because what it did was it forced franchisors to focus internally and, we can't sell franchises, so we need to support, really support the franchisees we have and make them as successful as they can be. So it really did a lot. I mean, we saw the scores on, areas like training and support and marketing programs and all those things that franchisees need to be successful went through the roof, and franchisees were getting much better support than, again, it's easy when times are good to just kind of go along and do the same things you've always done. But when times got tough, franchisors really, stretched to help their franchisees survive and then obviously thrive as the economy got better. I think, and especially the topic that you guys talk about on this show is really, a lot of it revolves around technology. And, certainly there's lots of great technologies out there that have helped franchisees and franchisors be much more effective and efficient at what they're doing and drive bottom line results. But there's also a lot of technologies that have been implemented that really don't move the needle. And so I think that's a trend that we've seen and continue to see is that, franchisors are asking their franchisees to, invest in certain technologies, and franchisees tend to be a little squeamish when it comes to, forking over that cash because, they want to see results. Does this move the needle? Is it just, a nice to have kind of technology, or is it actually going to help drive our business forward? And so I think that's where franchisors have been pushed to really answer that for their franchisees and say, okay, look, before we roll this out, we're going to test it ourselves in our corporate units, or we're going to have a group of franchisees test it and show you exactly what this can do. And so, I think as a whole, franchising has gotten much more sophisticated. Franchisees have gotten much more sophisticated. We've got a lot more multi-unit owners out there today than we ever have before. So it's a changed world. And, and on top of that, franchising has gotten much more transparent. We obviously add to that in the services that we provide. But then franchisors, if you look back 10, 15 years ago, very few of them were actually doing an item 19.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody does. Yeah. Item 19, and and some of them, some of the better franchisors actually do a net item 19. So you can not only see top line, but you can see all the way down to net profit of the business. So I think that's going to be a trend that we see continue, and it's going to be an interesting next 12 years.
yeah. It's hard to predict what's going to change, but I think you're absolutely right. It's definitely going to change and evolve, and it is interesting. And you mentioned, the digital world that we live in. And I know, you guys have both print and digital in your marketing services. You have, email, you've got subscribers, you have visitors, you've got print distribution. Which do you think is one more effective over the other, or is that just businesses and franchises today have to use both and just merge the technology?
Yeah, I think, I think there's still a need for both, depending on, what you're doing exactly, what your what your goals are. I mean, as far as our, I mean, certainly anybody that's doing research today is doing that online for the mm-hmm. most part. You know, lots of people still go to trade shows, which are, you know, they've been around for hundreds of years, and they'll continue to be around. And that's, you know, we do most of our print distribution at trade shows. So when candidates are going to those shows, they either get as part of their registration one of our guides, or they can pick it up, and we have booths, and we also help the companies that have surveyed with us. They'll have their franchisee report in hard copy for mm-hmm. shows like that.
So right.
And you can actually hand somebody the results of a survey. And that's really, you know, that's really powerful for, you know, a show like that. And we tell, you know, we help educate our clients on this all the time, is that, you know, if you happen to walk into, say, like the, you know, the New York City Expo that MFE does, you know, there's hundreds and hundreds of companies in there, and yet, you know, there's only about 40 of them that are actually on our awards list. So those companies, you know, do a really good job. They incorporate it into their booth. They have printed materials. They have the award usually right front and center, so they can talk about, you know, we think we're a good company, but this is what our franchisees have to say. And again, it's that third-party endorsement, whether it's, you know, Yelp comparison or Consumer Report or
right.
J.D. Power or whatever,
yeah.
You know, it's that third-party independent voice saying, you know, yes, this is actually a good franchise.
Absolutely. Yeah, and the print brochure that you mentioned, I know went back in Computer Explorer days, we still like to mail a packet of information to our prospects. They still wanted to receive something in the mail, even though they received so much digitally. But to have that one laminated piece from Franchise Business Review and say, you know, this is what our franchise satisfaction report looks like. Here's, you know, how we move the needle. It meant a lot. I mean, it really validated who we are or who we were.
Yeah, it's huge. I grew up in the marketing industry in designing print and doing lots of direct mail and such and catalogs and so I tend to like print, but, you know, print's never going away. I mean, obviously we do a lot less print today than we ever have from a marketing standpoint. And the cost, it, you know, seems astronomical when you think about the cost of sending an email, but the effectiveness is very strong still. And, you know, just to give you an example, I mean, my daughter happens to be a senior in high school this year, and I mean, we get probably 6 or 8 college brochures every day, and they make a difference. I mean, when she's thinking about one school or of another, I mean, a beautiful glossy brochure, you know, with the right message, makes a huge difference over, you know, some email or something that you might get electronically. And, you know, and she and we have obviously done a lot of online research mm-hmm. as well, but there's still room for that glossy brochure.
Absolutely.
Very good. This is Social Geek Radio, and tonight's guest has been Eric Stites, the founder and CEO of Franchise Business Review. Eric, in the last few minutes we have remaining, if any of our listeners have some questions about some of the franchisee trends you were talking about or other things that that you might be able to help them out with, what's a good way for them to contact you?
Well, certainly the easiest is just to go to our website, which is franchisebusinessreview.com, and they can shoot me an email. My email is certainly simply Eric, E-R-I-C, at franchisebusinessreview.com. You know, check out the website. Shoot me an email. I'm happy to answer anybody's questions. And if they want to chat on the phone, I'm happy to do that as well.
All right. Easy
Perfect.
Enough. Eric at franchisebusinessreview.com. Eric, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
We will see you in Las Vegas very soon.
Yeah. Thank you both. Looking forward to it.
Thanks.
All right.
Good night, everybody.